The transformation of downtown El Paso takes another big step when the ArtSpace El Paso Lofts, an exciting mixed-use development for artists and creative businesses, opens its doors in early 2017. ArtSpace is currently taking resident applications, and here to tell us about living in ArtSpace is Kathleen Decker. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you so much for having me.
So the building is looking gorgeous.
Yes, it is. We are feeling really excited about it.
And to place people there, it's in downtown El Paso. The best way to say it's right next door to the DoubleTree Hotel.
Correct, right. It's on the corner of Oregon and Missouri Street downtown. So most people, if you're familiar with downtown, you've probably seen it as it's being constructed. And it looks from the outside as though it's nearly complete, which it is.
It looks, every time you look over there, something is happening.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. I feel excited about it. So for those folks who are not sure about exactly what it is, it's residential space designed for artists so that artists have a place to live and work in their own space, meaning basically, right, that an artist may not have to look elsewhere to find studio space on top of living space.
Right. They can work and live in the same spot. And there's ArtSpace developments throughout the country, right?
Correct. Yeah, ArtSpace has been around since 1979, and they started in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and now they operate buildings in over 20 states. So they've been around. I mean, they've really, I think, over the years, I'm sure, developed their process and tweaked it. And so I feel like by way of being part of it now here in our community, I think we will really reap the benefits of all their experience and hard work over the years to develop this new way of handling things.
So what do you think our ArtSpace lofts are going to be like here in El Paso?
In terms of, how do you mean?
I guess in terms of community, in terms of what it's going to do for us and our creative community as a whole. What do you think is going to happen once these doors open?
Yeah, well, I have to be honest. Of course, I just don't know. None of us really know.
Right.
But I feel so excited about it. Certainly, you know, to have residential space where there's more than one artist and various types of artistry that sort of takes place also, I should mention, I think that really creates just kind of a buzz. I think it creates something special.
Right.
And on top of that, the building that we will have here in El Paso will have some commercial space for folks to be handling some small businesses there that are arts related. And it will also have some workshop space for artists as well as gallery space or perhaps maybe performance space.
Right.
So the idea is that the folks we're really targeting to try to get into that building maybe they're potters, maybe they're dancers or choreographers or musicians or someone in the performing arts, someone in the visual arts. I mean, there's really no defined kind of artistry that ArtSpace is looking for.
Right.
So that put all those people together in a building and wow, you know, that is going to be so exciting. I think that the thing I'm most excited about really is just to see what kind of exciting collaborations take place over the years.
Yeah,
you know?
just from hanging out and being around each other.
Right,
so
right, right.
Let's get to the nitty gritty part because the lofts are not full. I think that the misconception is that it's booked.
Correct, right.
But there's still room for people to apply.
Absolutely, yes. ArtSpace is actively taking applications now. So for anyone who is out there listening who's interested, please, please, please go on and find out
Their application online.
So you can find it at artspace.org, and you can also look up ArtSpace on Facebook. But basically, to give people an idea of what they're looking at, what you'll need to do is, and I'd like if I could just to give people some specifics.
No, I think it's really important because people have a lot of questions about whether or not they're qualified to live there, whether or not they're even available. So this is a perfect opportunity to give them the proper information.
Right, great. So basically, there's 51 units. There's going to be units that are 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms. I was lucky enough myself to take a walk through a couple weeks back, and it was still very much under construction, but those places are amazing. So for anyone who is interested, what they'll need to do is download the application. It needs to be filled out by hand. And I know there are a couple sort of nitty gritties, like you said, that I would advise people to pay attention to, which are that everything needs to be filled out. So no blank spaces. You can write in not applicable in a so on and so forth. And no white out. And then also when you drop off your application, you need to have a money order or a cashier's check for $14. And that actually just covers a background check that is done in order for people to be approved to live in the building. But if people have specific questions or want to know anything, you know, more specific to their situation, they would likely want to just get in touch with the folks who are handling the application process, which are, it's called UAH Management, and the people to speak with are Isha Alarcón and Norma Levy, and their phone number is 915-881-3364.
And those are the ladies that have all the answers.
They have all the answers. They are super, super smart folks and really nice to work with, so I'm sure they'll be able to help anybody get going on the process.
And as far as income levels and that kind of those kinds of details, are you able to tell us more or less who qualifies or what an ideal applicant looks like, I should say?
Yeah, basically, this is a strange situation. In fact, I've been laughing about this with folks kind of throughout this process. This is a strange situation in life where you don't want to be making a lot of money because you want to be able to live in art space, or hopefully all these folks are out there thinking that. So basically, we're looking at folks who make under 60% of the median income, I believe that's the latest number that I had that I was working with. And basically, that means you have to make less than maybe what you might want to be making
right.
in El Paso.
Less than your goals.
Right. And what's really pretty cool about our art space, though, is that once you qualify and you sign your lease agreement, after that, there's really no glass ceiling for artists. And I know that that's been a big concern for people in this community that, well, what happens if I get a big commission or I sign a record label or I do XYZ and suddenly I'm making more than I made before? And so that's really not going to be a concern.
That's not an issue.
Yeah, you will not be kicked out after a year, for example, if you make more than you did the year prior.
So the idea is to poise you for success. And when you succeed, continue to live there.
Absolutely, yes.
Or you can move to some mansion on the mountains if that's
correct.
What you desire.
That's right, that's right. But make sure you invite us and all of your new artist friends that you made while you were living in art space.
That's right.
Yeah.
So when do you think people can start moving in, or what does the timeline look like? It's looking like early in the year, probably, you think?
Yeah, you know, it's, again, that's another date that's sort of been in flux. But my understanding, as of most recently, is just that maybe the beginning of December, but very definitely January is going to be go time for people to be moving in. So it will be a really exciting time for our downtown, really, you know?
Yeah. What I'm most looking forward to is having just a lot of creative people living there and bringing this added vibrancy. You can already feel the vibrancy.
Right.
But there's
yeah.
this added vibrancy that artists and creatives bring to a community. And to have that a permanent fixture in downtown is kind of cool.
I think so. Yeah. I really feel like it's going to be exciting. And I think also for folks who are not going to be, for whatever reason, are not going to be living there as residents, I think that one of the benefits I see to having that permanent fixture, as you call it, downtown, is that I think there'll be wonderful room for collaborative events and processes and all kinds of things that might happen between folks who are residents and people in the community, whether they're artists or not. I know
right.
that in other art space buildings around the nation, oftentimes there'll be open gallery or open residence tours, and people can come in and check out artists' spaces, where they live, what their studios are like. So I feel like, you know, there's just going to be a lot more open dialogue, open exchanging about the arts in downtown.
Okay, so once again, there is still room for you to live in art space. And if you want to do it, the best thing to do is to download your application at artspace.org.
Correct.
Do you know how long it takes between the time you apply to the time you find out whether or not you're eligible to live?
Yeah, I think that's a little bit, again, I can't really speak to the real specifics on that. I know basically the management company, they are the folks who will be reviewing the actual application and making sure that you are income qualified. And once you're income qualified, they'll set you up with a group of people who are going to be on a panel committee, kind of there to basically ask a couple of questions of you, and mainly just they want to ascertain whether or not you're really an artist. And I want to add too, if I could, it's not to jury your art and say if the panel likes it or does not like your artwork or thinks you're a good artist or a bad artist. It's really to basically identify that, yes, you are committed to some kind of artistic craft.
Right. Here's your body of work. You've been doing this for a while.
Correct. Right.
You're into it. Right. Whether or not they like it is not a factor.
Not a factor. Right. And so, you know, I've heard from other folks who have worked on arts-based programming throughout the country that they've said things like, you know, people will come into their interview and they'll bring their guitar and sing a song, or they will show photos of their website. You know, there's no set way that it happens. So whatever artists feel called to do in order to prove their artistry, then they can do that. I like the way that ArtSpace approaches all of this, and I think it sort of shines through in that part of the application process.
Very cool. Well, today my guest has been Kathleen Decker, and we've been talking about the ArtSpace Lofts located in downtown El Paso, and there's still room. So all you have to do is download your application at artspace.org. Thank you so much, Kathleen, for coming and telling us all about it.